Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Soul Wisdom with your host, Reverend James Ellis. Clairvoyant Reverend James Ellis is an ordained minister specializing in holistic living and is a spiritual intuitive counselor. He helps in providing assistance in soul purpose activations for individuals that are seeking soul growth. His practice offers comprehensive healing expansion from the 144th dimension of reality for soul ascension. His intuitive guidance is tailored to meet the needs of each individual.
Hey, 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 it's Reverend James. I'm wondering if anyone can hear me. I'm going to ask the first caller, 651, can you hear me? Blog Talk Radio, sign in. I'm going to try a different line because it doesn't seem that that's working. Okay. Hey, 651, you're on the air. Can you hear me? Yes? Oh, not getting a good connection with the caller. Oh, are you there? So if you're on, I'm going to mute you. Welcome to the show. I'm hoping everybody can hear me. I see that everything seems a little bit off, and I'm unsure if I'm getting anybody or if you can hear me. I called in, and I switched computers. I'll try one more time with a 111 number and see if it's working because there's no – hi, 111, can you hear me?
Hi, yes, I can. There is a bell. My name is Wendy from Rancho Cordova, California.
Hi, Wendy. Okay, good. I didn't actually get to start my show, but at least it sounds like it's working. I don't know what's going on. I have problems with Blog Talk, but I guess what I'll do is, if you don't mind just holding on for a little bit, I'm going to do the introduction
okay.
Then. Is that okay? Okay. You'll be the first caller,
It's a privilege.
Though.
Thank you.
Okay. So I want to welcome everybody to the show. It's really funny. I prepared today for today's show, and I wanted to just forewarn you not to buy into all of the rhetoric that's going on the net, all these sites and shows and stuff that are, I think, false advertising they have headlines that not everybody's going to make it through ascension and stuff like that. And I just want you to be aware. Everyone's making it through ascension. Where you end up after ascension, it might be a different thing. Some people will choose to leave Earth after ascension. Another big thing that I don't want you to get scared about the solar flash. There is going to be a solar flash, and it is big, and there is going to be, the Earth is rotating and moving to a possible Earth flip, and that could also be devastating for mankind. But I want you to be in the light and remember that when the solar flash comes, that is just an energy flash, and yes, people will be affected and may choose at that time to leave Earth. So some people will, some people won't. It's all going to be an individual thing and where you are on your path. But if you're in the light and you choose to ascend, All that will happen to everyone is my understanding, according to my guide, is everyone is going to lay down when the solar flash hits, and that we're going to have a preemptive warning for the whole world. So because it affects the whole world all at one time. So I have been monitoring the skies for years, or the space weather for years. So, and you can go to spaceweather.com to monitor it. And if you start watching about space weather and become informed on the cycles that we go through and stuff like that, you'll realize that we're in a cycle and that should be coming to an accumulation. And then the Earth will shift and we'll be in a different place. But when that shift happens, everyone, it's not like people are going to all be burned up alive or anything like that. They're just going to lay down. It's going to be like you fall asleep. And he said you go right to sleep no matter where you are. If you're on a sidewalk, you'll just lay down right there and be asleep. And then afterwards we wake up and we'll be in the ascension. So it is coming forward. We have made remarkable headway in ascension, bringing the light to the earth, making it so that this is going to be the first generation to actually live through the ascension. So all those hidden and lost societies, that civilizations that we don't know where they went through a similar experience, except their energy was very negative. And we do have a lot of negative energy still on the earth, and it gets eradicated. And we start again, and we start peaceful, and we start back again, and we build up to hopefully this time to be the enlightened society that, lives in the vibration of love and kindness and a humanity that helps each other rather than in competition with every other person in the world. Will actually be in relationship of helping each other. So that's all I really had to say. I don't want you to buy into a lot of the stuff that they're saying is scary. Yes, there is war right now. It is a setup, but it's a last attempt by the cabal and the reptilians, actually. And so it's just to put us off balance. But if you're a light worker, stay grounded. All you got to do is be good and kind and loving, and you're doing the right thing. So it's not like you have to put extra effort out. And for negative people, it will be extra effort because it'll be hard to be nice. And it'll be hard to control your negativity. So that's why you got to pay attention. Remember, your tongue is a sword and it cuts both ways. And it can be detrimental to you if you say things that are, ugly and you get it caught up in saying that stuff. So anyways, I want to go right to the first caller, and I believe it's Wendy, 111. Hi, Wendy, you're on the air.
Hi.
How can I help you today?
Oh, you're wonderful. In late April, I decided that I wanted to switch from AT&T to a company that has a V and a Z in it. And, of course, you have to pay tax on a new phone, and there were accessories. It came to $266.77. So I paid it. The phone was defective. I called them immediately. It was back to their warehouse within 25 hours. And I talked to several reps confirming that they had received it back. And then the tracking number shows that the doc signed for it. And I had been waiting all this time for my $226.77 back. So after about 16 calls or more, being reassured, oh, yeah, we're going to give you your money. Here it is, 6 months later. Last month, I did a chargeback from Bank of America, and they're great. And Verizon agreed to give me back the $226. So they did not have to do that. They did that of their own free will. And now I'm getting harassment emails from Verizon basically stating that I have a balance on my account of $226, and they say pay up or we will report you to a collections agency and the three reporting agencies. I am seeking legal advice There's a lady named, last name Merritt, but she's on a family emergency, but I hope to speak with her later this week. She's an attorney, or maybe another attorney, but she's the best. So I can't wait indefinitely. If I don't get information by Thursday, then I will call them, and I'll just say I want to let you know that I'm not ignoring you and that it'll be next week that we talk. But what's going to be the outcome? I returned the device. I have the tracking number. And at one point, they even tried billing me monthly service. And I approached them very politely, and I said, how can you do this? My phone number was never ported over. I never activated the phone. I got that straightened out. And they are so, be careful what I say, confused on their side. They even said, we got your iPhone 13 back towards your credit of a new phone. And that's not true. I never sent that back. So there's a disconnect with the company. What's going to happen? Am I going to prevail? Are they going to leave me alone?
I think you're going to prevail, and I think you just have to I can't believe it's been 6 months, but yes, I feel like actually it's going to be another, I'm sorry to say, it feels like 40 days. And I don't know if that was, they're showing me 40 days and 40 nights or for some reason. So I'm thinking that they're showing me that it'll get straightened out within 40 more days. Because
early
I can't
December.
Think of what else. Yeah, so I can't really figure out what else that would mean. So, and then they do like the Wendy, was it, or not Wendy, the lawyer, and you said her name, and now I don't know her name.
Her last name is Merritt. I think her first name is Ty.
Merritt.
And I spoke to her paralegal,
yes.
Victoria, this morning. She was wonderful. But she said she may not be back towards the end of this week or maybe next week. So I think it's best to wait to
I
speak to somebody
good,
that
though.
I feel
yes.
inspired to. So will she help me? Will she write a letter? Will she tell me my rights? Will she guide me?
Will she guide her? Will she need to write a letter?
And I saw her picture. She's a lovely African-American lady. And from what I read on her website, she has a lot of empathy and compassion for people, especially the elderly and disabled.
So I feel, yeah, I like her energy a lot, and I got a yes, she's going to guide you. It doesn't feel like she writes a letter, though. And it said maybe, but it might be resolved before that. You might. So I wouldn't give up on trying to do it free for yourself.
Okay.
Do you understand
and
that?
I do. I will be polite and businesslike, and I will –
Yeah,
I'm pretty good about pointing out stuff because that was my job for 25 years. And but end result, in God's name, I don't want them to bill me for a phone that I no longer have in my possession. They're not going to do that, are they?
So, no. What I think you did. You talk to supervisor?
Oh, I probably called Verizon 20 times between April and now. And finally, I gave up, and that's why I did the chargeback. Bank of America's supervisor said that he's not an attorney, but he thinks they would have trouble turning me into collections because they willingly said, give back, we're going to give Wendy back her $226. So they gave me back that money.
But you
and
haven't
now
got
they want to charge me again.
Right. Yeah, I think it's just miscommunication. I think it'll work out in your favor. I feel like it's within, it feels like 40 days. So it's the only thing, don't know what that could represent, but days. Is it 40 days? I feel like it's
right,
40
well,
days, unfortunately. So it might be because you're waiting a week or, you know, it might be lots of little reasons, but I do feel like you need to, I feel actually okay that you're going to, you know, you have to put your effort back out there again, and eventually you're going to get the outcome because you have the documentation. You know, you
I
have
do.
The return.
And,
yeah.
And thank God I still had that route, that number from UPS, and it actually says signed for and received, and it's supposed to be a signature, but it was DOC, D-O-C-K, which I think is customary. So I did my part.
Right. Yeah, I think it's just time is well, and that you want to follow through with it, okay? I don't necessarily feel that you have to have the lawyer, or maybe you will. So I would give it another effort to try to do it, or maybe speak to the lawyer. You could wait for that, and if she doesn't give you the an idea on how to move forward for free, I'm pretty sure if you just have confidence and speak to a supervisor, it should be able to be resolved. But
I
you
will.
May have to say, I'll have to take legal action now. I have stopped it with Bank of America, and you are now threatening me.
Right.
You know,
and
so,
I have worked so hard. I've paid out thousands of dollars in debt, and I raised my credit score to 715. I'd like to buy a villa next year, but I don't want them to trash my credit. That would be so wrong. And I know that in this situation, right, some people just pay the company so that they protect their credit, and I don't want to do that.
Well, I get a no that they're not going to ruin your credit. So don't bring too many stories into your head, okay? Just stick with the facts. You sent it back. You don't have it. They didn't refund the money. You're entitled to the money. So, and they said they were going to refund the money, and it never happened, and now they're billing you instead of returning it.
Yeah, well,
it is just a little bit of confusion with – pardon?
Yeah, there's a disconnect on their side. But their
right.
Verizon's bank – told Bank of America that they were going to pay it back, and they gave back the money. So it's weird that they think they could take me to collections when they willingly gave me back my money.
Yeah, there is some kind of taxes and the accessories. Yeah.
All right. Well, I speak to Ty Merritt,
okay,
the attorney, the lovely African-American lady by the end of this week, or would it go be next week?
I think it's you might do it more than once, so I do feel like you'll get a talk to her this week, even though
That's
she
great.
Said she might not be even. Okay.
Well,
I'm going to let you go with that. I hope that helps, Wendy.
Well, thank you. And I can speak to another attorney called Jay, and I might give him a call because he might just be able to give me some tips, but she's the one that I think would have more empathy. On her website, she talks about caring for disabled people and the elderly. So I'm a pretty smart lady, and I can present the facts.
Yes.
I'll be very polite,
yes,
but and
yes,
at one time they were trying to bill me for service, and I addressed that, and I just said, how can you bill me for service when my phone's never been activated and I've never ported over my phone number? And I got that resolved. So anyway, thank you. I think you're wonderful. You have compassion for your callers, and I appreciate you.
Thank you very much. Like I said, I feel like it's going to go in your way. I feel like it's still a few more days out, like 40. And just be patient, and also make sure that you follow through. So that's all. And I actually feel like you'll know a lot by next week. But maybe that you can get clarity that your account shouldn't be charged in that and through a supervisor, because I feel like you need to speak to a supervisor or something. So because
okay,
it keeps showing me heads.
Head.
Okay, I'm going to let you go with that. I hope that helps. Namaste. Thank you for
God
calling.
God bless. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to go right on to 111. Hi, 111, you're on the air. Could I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, Virginia. Thank you so much for taking my call. It's Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. How can I help you today?
Well, thank you so much for being on the show and providing your expertise. And you're right about everything you were saying. Anyway, I want to ask you, the vehicle that I have right now, concerning my income, would I be able to have enough before the next month? Should I still keep this vehicle, the one that I have right now?
So what is what's the actual question? Is your vehicle going to last?
I mean, with this high-end vehicle, it's an electrical car. I'm a little bit off balance right now. And I want to see if I'm going to be able to still have, if I'm able still going to be able to make payment for the vehicle. It's a high electrical car. I mean, I'm glad I got it. Work hard. It's just like way too much electrical.
I get yes that you'll be able to. It's going to be tight, though. I have to tell you the truth. It feels very tight, but the answer is yes. You understand that?
Okay, answer yes. And concerning where I'm at right now, Mr. Landlord
Man.
Same
thing. I got a yes on that too.
Okay, and want to ask you that I noticed my problem while I have not opened. Am I going to be okay? Because no one's going to try to, like, sue or anything like that. I mean, the neighbor next door doesn't like me. And they're having problems with everybody. She does.
I get that you'll be okay, too. I get you'll be okay, too. So all of yours were positive hits. So you just really have to, you're going to have to put yourself in the right energy, though. And it does feel like you're stretched, but I think you can make it all work by the end of November. And let me just sure that, because I got it in November. Yeah, I got an 11. So I do believe it's by the end of November. Everything will be straightened out again. I feel like you slid off the track, but you'll be right back on it.
And one other thing, because I think my friend is going to a Discord. When do I hear from him again? Like, do we go back to normal? Okay. When do I hear from him again? Any days?
Is she going to hear from you again? I don't know because I'm not, like when I ask if you're going to hear from him, it's turned off. He's turned off or his thing is turned off or it's not going to come through. So either your energy is all off or his energy is all off. So I don't, because like when I look at it right now, it says no, he's not calling. So again, it's one of those things where that energy is up and down. His energy is up and down. And sometimes I get him calling and sometimes I don't. And right now I'm not getting it. And I ask for the next 6 months. So, you know, that's when I do my readings for 6 months. So it looks like he shifted again away from me. So what I would do is I would just don't be discouraged. Just be open to whatever is in your best and highest interest. It should come forward. And if you do that, it might shift again. Because remember, you have to be happy for yourself in order to try to get a relationship with another person. And when you're waiting or anticipating, or I know he comes and goes. So he's in one of the distant ones, and I feel like it might be long this time. Do you understand that?
Okay, because last time I got was 3 weeks, and 3 weeks was this week. Could you ask my guide, please, and then I'll let you go. Could you ask my guide?
It's okay.
Ask my guide. Phone call.
I don't know. Maybe I'm getting a yes on that from your guys. Why am I getting it now?
You know, it's okay, Regina, because right now I'm in a bad mood, so I have to apologize. I'm an energy worker, and I'm sorry I send you that energy. If I ask you, I'm a spirit guide.
It's okay. No, it's okay. I got a yes from your guides.
Okay.
For some reason, when I look at his energy, it's closed, so I've
okay.
seen it before, so I know what it looks like, so I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
I did tell you exactly what I got. I got no, your guides came through with yes. So, and it might be right away, you know, like, so, you know, this week. It looks like right now. So, I would trust your guides. Be happy, though. You have to have your energy just a little bit higher. Okay. So,
I want to tell you something.
Yeah.
That something you taught me years ago. Look what I just did. And so this was me that I was moving the energy. I was testing to see if I, because I like to help people. Thank you very much for confirming it. It was a pleasure and nice talking to you. I know you got to go. Thank you very much for confirming it. I'm very
okay.
happy. I reached a high level, another level. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, yes. You're more
Thank
than
you.
Welcome. Namaste. Thank you for calling, Melissa. Okay, I'm going to go right on to 480.
Hey, Jay.
Hi,
Michael,
480. Hi, Michael. Oh, wow. I haven't heard from Michael in a long time. How are you doing?
Doing well. It's been a long time, almost maybe 2 years.
Is it New York? Is that where you are?
I'm in Arizona.
Oh, Arizona. Way off then. Okay. Because I thought maybe I just didn't recognize. Anyways, it doesn't matter. So it's Michael from Arizona. Okay, so how can I help you today?
Yeah, well, I just left my sales job along with 60% of the other sales team with some comp plan changes. And so I'm thinking of maybe moving to Corpus Christi, Texas to be kind of by the beach. I bought, I got a really good deal on like a large hot dog cart to maybe do like a food cart in and around there. Or do you see me just kind of getting another remote sales job?
It's complicated because it's such a drastic shift. So
mm-hmm.
I feel like you're going to get another sales job. You know, I want you to really to look at the energy in Corpus Christi for you. So probably meditate on it. And instead of just, it sounds and looks, I've been there. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous place. But the problem is that I don't know if that vibration's in your best and highest interest. So, and when I look at the hot dog cart, does it go there? I don't get a good energy.
Okay.
So it's kind of complicated. They did say yes. You're probably going to have another sales job. If you're interested in, remember, you get to choose the outcomes.
Right.
When you get a reading, this is just what I'm getting vibrationally for you. And this is
mm-hmm.
off of your energy and off of the energy of my guide. Okay, so it's not written in stone, but it is usually accurate. So that's why I want you to look at it so closely. Go into meditation and really ask, is this in my best and highest interest to go to Corpus Christi, or is there someplace better that's in my best and highest interest? And then meditate on it. And, I mean, give yourself a week of meditation. And I would do it, I would only do it in the morning, if you have time in the morning, because you get your clearest answers in the morning. So before you get out of bed, maybe, just hold the energy, call in your guides, your spirit, or, the divine light into you, and then ask the question, you know, is it in my best and highest interest? I feel like the hot dog cart goes really good in different places. When I saw it there, I felt like you were standing alone. So So it doesn't mean that it won't work there, and it doesn't mean that it can't be a good business. It just means that when I look, I don't want you standing there with 30 hot dogs, you know. You know, seriously.
I agree.
A car with no, and I don't know why, because, you know, I've seen hot dog carts go everywhere. But I don't know if it's the air of the people. Like, I feel like there's a vibrational, it doesn't say that it doesn't work there. It just is not going to be vibrationally. It's, I don't know. You have to choose for yourself and trust your intuition the most, okay, because you're
right.
The one that has to live the life.
exactly. Just look for some guidance.
Yeah, and I do feel like you can easily slip into another sales job is what's going to happen, and then you can make different choices because you have money coming in. It doesn't mean that you're not going to do the hot dog stand and that it couldn't be successful, and it just might be check out the laws there for carts and you know, whatever those are called, you know, the laws, because
a lot of regulations.
The law thing, but yeah, I felt like it was a vibrational not match, so it's not necessary. And I did see it standing there, so and I did not see 30 hot dogs. I just saw the cart and no people, but it doesn't mean that, and I love hot dogs, so I can't imagine why people wouldn't do it. I just feel like you're going to have, there's something vibrationally that's not matching at this point. It doesn't mean that you can not overcome it. So it might be the license is all I can think. Okay. Do you understand that?
Yeah, no. Yeah, absolutely. And I'm doing the RV thing. So, I mean, I'm like halfway between Flagstaff and Sedona right now, just kind of hanging out in the woods. So, I mean, I'm not in a hurry to really do anything.
Oh, good. Good. At least you have choices and you're not acting crazy about, I have to do this. And I'm, you know, yeah, I would really do the meditation. And it's really great since you're camping to meditate by a fire, now that I said in the morning. But you can really get a lot of energy. I always, the light of a fire actually can trigger your well of dreams, or not actually the pineal gland, but it's behind the pineal gland, but it opens you up for dreaming and expansion. So if you can meditate, it's hard for some reason. I get that you can't calm your mind down, but you can with a candle, and you can with I would say a candle. So if you can't do it by the fire, then I would do it by a candle. Do you understand that?
100%. No, absolutely. I'll have another fire tonight.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, see how it goes if you can meditate with it. I don't know if it was because other people were around. I'm not sure.
Just my dog.
Yeah.
So just keeping an eye on her.
Okay. So good. Then I would try it then if you can. For some reason, it acts like you can't calm down. So, or you can't get your mind quiet.
Right.
Your mind quiet.
Right.
Not that you personally can't calm down.
Yeah, right.
Okay. I'm going to let you go with that.
Thanks so much.
I hope that helps. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for coming. Okay. Namaste.
Bye-bye.
You'll have to let us know how it goes. Okay, bye. I love hot dogs, too. In Chicago, Chicago hot dogs, I grew up there, and that was the best hot dogs I ever had.
915-4.
Hi, Reverend James.
Hi,
911. How are you?
Hi, 911.
Hi, it's Catherine from New York.
Hi, Catherine. How can I help
you? Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I resonated with what you were saying at the beginning of the show 100%. I thank you. That was like a confirmation for me. I saw something like that a while ago. Yeah, so I thank you, first of all. I wasn't expecting that. I was like, whoa. but my question is I feel like some change in the works for me. I'm going to be going away quite possibly. The goal is to go to Italy with my mom, like I was telling you, till at least mid-May. And, you know, trying to live over there, trying to find work and make dreams happen. So I was just wondering if you see anything about that. Anything at all?
I get all good stuff for you, Catherine. All good. It's going to be really good outcome. I actually feel like you're going to fall in love. I feel like, I feel like your intuition is going to blossom. I don't know what the difference is with the space, but New York does have a thick energy vibration. So it might just open you up to really expand as far as with your intuitive abilities. And you'll know, I think it's love is what's going to do it. Because your whole vibration shifts to, I don't know, to mothering. So, and I don't mean that you're going to mothering your mother. I think you're going to, do you want children?
I would love that, yes.
Okay, well, I feel like that energy comes in, so get ready.
Wow.
I just feel it's love, though. I think you're going to get love first. So.
Let's hope.
I know. And it's remember, it is about doing things in the right order, and you always do things in the right order. So and I feel like that really is you are always in the right order for some reason, and you're gonna definitely benefit from it. So you need the vacation anyways, or the rest. And what that's going to do, just remember to pack your prettiest stuff. You're looking for love, girl. I don't know if I could ask that. Is it going to be before she goes?
I'm thinking of going like in 2 weeks. Oh, before I go?
I got no on that. It wasn't before. So, it's going to be when you, she's there. I do believe it's when you're there. So, wow. Get ready for a hot Italian guy, huh? Remember, we're not just looking for, you're not looking for looks. You're looking for baby daddy. Okay, so it's a little bit different. Okay.
Because
I do feel like it's love, but sometimes when we look for love, we think of the ideal person rather than seeing people for who they are.
Right.
You know what I mean? Not that every person has flaws, even if they're beautiful. So sometimes more beautiful people can be more difficult than regular people, and not that you're not going to get somebody handsome or anything like that. You'll get what you like. Okay, listen, when love is in, it's exactly what you want, you know, at that time. So be positive, open, and, you know, be the flower. I've told you lots of times, you're this little flower in New York, and you are shining, but it's, for some reason you're going unnoticed. And I do believe it's your time. So,
thank you.
Just step into that. And man, I think it would be very, you're very much on the right path.
Oh, yay. Thank you.
I'm going to let you go with that. I hope that helps.
Thank you.
And you'll have to let
God
us know, really.
Yes,
and
I will.
Even if you're in Italy, you can send
I'll
a text
into
or
Skyping.
You can email if you can't Skype or whatever. So,
fabulous.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah,
thank
you take care.
You.
Okay. Namaste.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Many
Bye. Oh, thank you. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm going on to 415. Hi, 415. You're on the air. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from? That's pretty quiet. 415, that must... Uh-oh, I hope this didn't freeze. Okay. Wow, I got a full caller queue. Remember to stay on the line even though I'm done. 415 didn't answer. I'm going to go on to the next one, which is, I can't see it, 630. Hi, 630. You're on the air. Could I get your first name and where you're calling from? Hi.
Hi, it's Dion.
Oh, hi. Hi, Dion. How are you doing?
I'm good.
And how can I help? How can I help you today?
Thank you for taking my call. Okay, so Reverend James, my things are in storage down in Florida because when I was doing the relocation, I had to put like my Miss Pac-Man machine that my dad gave me and some other personal items in a storage unit down there. But I found my place, and I've been living in my place for a month. I have to go down and grab my things and bring them back up here. And they called me today. The storage unit called me, and they're like, you are late on your bill. We're going to try on by a week. I have to pay them, get caught up on it, and go down there and grab my things and come back. I mean, it's not like it's brain surgery. I just have to rent a truck, go down there, get my things, bring them back. It'll be a quick trip. So can you speak a blessing or pray with me that this will happen with ease and grace? Because I want to get my things and have them in my place.
I get that it's going to be, it'll work out. The outcome's going to be a good one. Put your hands up to the sky and let me just clear off what's on you. You actually have heaviness on your shoulders, and I'll just take that off because I think that's it inhibits some of your happiness. So, and I think it you just need to. I know it's been a long struggle, so let me just do this. Nehe ikomana anese iikikitiwa. Take like a big breath in through your nose, hold it for a second and release it, and do it like three times and I'll just do the healing. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Okay, and now just take one more big breath in through your nose and out of your mouth and tell me how you feel.
I feel relieved.
Okay, good. It should have taken some of this. You have carried so much burden on your shoulders that it just wasn't letting go. And so I just picked it up and I don't identify it. I just let it go or I transmute it in heaven, never to return to earth again. So that energy isn't coming back to you. So I'm going to, I hope that helps and you'll have to let us know. And I'm going to let you go with that. I hope that helps. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Unless you had another. Okay. Yeah. Namaste. And for everybody that's listening, please just stay on the line. I don't know. It says I got 4 minutes left, and the phone is telling me it's ending. So 651, you're on the air. Hi, 651. Can you hear me? Hello? Try again. 651. I'm not getting a clear call with that. Okay. I'm going to try another one. I'll come back to you, 651. I'm going to just try another person because I am not getting audible response. 518. Hi, 518. You're on the air.
Yes.
Can I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Sure. My name is Valerie, and I'm in New York. How are you?
I'm very good. And is it Valerie?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to... make sure I get the right person. How can I help you today, Valerie?
okay, I hope you can help me. And I'm hoping you can maybe help me understand what happened. All right. I had an interview for a job. The interview went really well. I was told, hang on, we're interviewing for this same type of position for many departments. So we have a lot of people to interview for. And they said, okay. They said, if you don't hear from us within a week and a half, give us a call. Which usually you don't hear that unless they're going to hire you. Basically, if they could have hired me at the end of that interview, I believe they would have. Okay. And I spoke to you within the last, I'm going to say week, and you said, yes, you saw me getting the job. Okay, great. Well, times, as I wasn't getting a clear-cut answer, and I was told that, no, I did not get the position. And I'm a reader myself, and for me, when I give someone a yes, I see this, or a no, I don't, it's whether it's meaning today, next week, 6 months from now, I still believe yes, I saw it, or no, I did. Not that if I feel that something is going to change while I'm reading for them, I would say I see it could have been, but something happened, and it's just not going to work out. So with that said, I reached out the woman who – oh, go ahead. Well, let me just say this. I reached out to the woman who sent me the no select letter, and she said the position has been filled. And I wrote back, and they said, I see that – you know, I said, I was told that there were many – not just one, many positions, and blah, blah, blah. So her supervisor, I believe, has reached out to me and said, I received the message you sent her. Call me. So I called her, and we talked, and I said, you know, I believe that was a yes. The interview, what, you know, I don't know what happened. I'm going to ask you this. Can you please ask the interviewers why they chose not to go with me? I'm absolutely certain they would have. And she said, okay. She goes, you know, it's not out of protocol. I'll reach out to them and I'll get back to you. And I believe she will get back to me. She didn't sound like a shyster. So what happened?
I don't believe it's over yet. So so the only thing I feel like it's going to happen for you, you're getting a position. I don't know how to tell you that. But I don't know if it's the one that you actually, I don't know if it's the one you applied for. So we can look at the company.
It's a state agency.
Okay.
New York so State like Agency. I've been offered other positions, but I kind of let them go.
Okay, so it's I'm still getting that it's not perfect timing, but that it is a yes. So, and it's not the perfect timing. I think that you have to still just hold on just a little bit longer because I don't feel like it's been filled, even though they said it was filled or you got the letter or whatever.
Well, there's a ton of the same positions that they're filling. You know what I mean? Like, say you have 10 different agencies, but it's the same exact position in all of the agents. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I kind of get it.
Okay.
Yeah, I absolutely feel like it. I'm glad you called back because I feel like that might have been the catalyst that made the shift back to it. I don't know what happened on the first one, but I actually get a really good thing for you, which is a wish come true. So is this the wish that you're wishing for? Or is it love?
Well, it's one of two. I was going to say love is the other one with a specific person, and I don't know what that's about.
Okay. So is it love or employment? It's employment. At first I thought it was love because it did feel like it, you know, a wish come true comes on heart energy. So
right.
It is overwhelming. Or good energy, which you said you're a reader. So I actually feel like it's a job, and I just feel like don't get out of balance. Stay grounded. You're going to move forward. And I do believe, and the hard part for me is because of if there's so many of the same job, it's hard for me to look at what job. But I looked at your energy of employment and at the state agency, and I got a yes. So,
okay, when do you think, just because, I'm sorry, as I say, they have their big training class coming up for everyone who's hired for the same type of position throughout the agencies. There's one.
Let's see. How soon is it? Is that week? I feel like within 2 weeks.
So I don't know.
I feel like. She'll know within. Will she know? Will she? Yeah, I feel like you'll be having an answer within 2 weeks. It's pretty clear. I got a pretty good two there. So I did ask is it months? But I got a week. I asked if it was months. Is it months? It's not months.
Okay.
It is.
Okay.
I'm getting weeks.
So I'll have that position in one of the state agencies for within the next 2 weeks.
Okay. So will she have a position? I'm getting a, it's not a huge, huge 100% guarantee, but I get a good yes. Like, you know, usually with my yeses, it's in the 90%. So, you know, I would say 100% when I get yes, yes, yes. But I got a, you know, not the yes, 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 but I did get yes strongly. So I estimated it at a 90% or more possibility. And usually with that, I don't even tell people that's how I gauge it, but I feel it's a yes. So because, you know, when they show you, as a person that's intuitive, you know, they show you different things and you have to interpret it. So, like with times, they don't show me a clock or a calendar in a week.
Right.
What they do is they show me a freaking line graph or a thing and I got to figure it out. So I feel good for you. And I feel like my answers, I don't think that you didn't get the position, even though you received that letter. There must be a simultaneous position that's equal that they're considering you for then, is all I can think.
Okay. All right. That's
what I'm hoping. I get a yes on that too. That is what's going to happen. So don't give up on that. I don't think that that's over yet. So sometimes we think things are over, you know, before they are. And I think that's what I was getting for you. So don't be upside down, okay? Be grounded in, I did well. I know if I'm going to move forward in this direction and I'm going to get this position. And just be positive about it, like you already have it. I know I'm going to get this because I know this is good. Did you have to take a test?
No, actually, this one, because I didn't have to for this particular, nobody has to for this particular position or positions, you know, same equivalent position.
Okay. I think everything's is aligned. You just have to it's about timing. So just allow it. So maybe that actually wasn't opened or that one was open, but there's another one, like you said, that's open right away too. I'm unsure though, if they have to test for each individual one. So, or you said you didn't test. So
they don't for the amount of hours, they don't have to test.
Perfect. Okay, so I think you're on the right track still. So just take a step back and take a breath and be like, okay, I know this is okay still. And be positive. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
And let's
I will.
Go from
and
there.
I, mm-hmm.
And okay.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you for calling. I hope that helps.
Thank you so very much. I will touch base with you and let you know how it turns out. Namaste and God bless.
I think you.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Namaste. I absolutely think it's going to turn out good for you. Okay.
Yay.
Namaste. Yeah. Yay. Okay. I'm going to go right on to 520. Hi, 520.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hi.
It's Lisa from Arizona. So nice to speak with you.
Hello, Lisa. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm a little punchy, drunky. I took my grandson back home, and I slept in a – on my way back, I was by myself, and I slept in a truck stop. I pulled over. I couldn't stay awake. And it was an amazing experience. The whole experience of coming home last night was totally different and very original for me. And I felt everybody was my friend on the freeway, on the highway, because there's hardly anybody on the road. I was getting a late start. We had visited family on the way. So anyway, it was just amazing. I woke up at the truck stop at 3 a.m. and everybody was had pulled different, you know, randomly pulled in, and I felt like we were just all one under the Cosmo universe. It's just so nice.
How interesting.
Yeah. And I don't think I've ever slept at a truck stop. So anyway, I'm still...
It's not something
you
usually
very...
forget.
Well, it was fun, and it was in the middle of renovation time there, so it didn't have a lot of activity going on. And anyway, it was just – it was really sweet. I was going to ask you. I'm very busy, totally busy. I'm working with an artist, and plus my own affairs, business affairs that I have to take care of, and I work on with somebody else. And I'm just totally, totally busy and working out, you know, in the park with weights and riding my bike. Same question. Love, 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 love. I would love to have love. Go to a lot of parties, you know, have a lot of fun.
Okay, so you're asking are you asking about the relationship you're in, or are you asking about love?
Well, I don't even know if I'm in a relationship. I just know that it is exists.
You have an intimate relationship with somebody, right?
Okay, well, if you're picking that up,
I feel like you are, and I feel like if you're looking for love, that might be a deterrent, is why.
Okay.
I just feel like you have to be a single. You have to clarify. I don't know. I would pull all your energy back into your body that you've put. You know, we leave little bits of ourselves everywhere we go. And with every people, with people we meet, we attach cords and do all kinds of stuff. And I would try to ground your energy, ground, 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 ground. And then I would ask in meditation to bring the person who is in your best and highest interest for honest, real love relationship. And somebody, I feel like somebody will come into your life. I feel like when you're kind of, even if you don't want to call it a relationship, if you're with somebody, even if it's kind of, it blocks your energy field for other people. So it really does have to be like a single person looking for a relationship for love. You know, if you're doing love, if you're looking for a relationship and, you know, and you want to bring forth a different one, that's a different thing. But love is one of those. If you're really looking for love, you have to really honor your body as a temple. You have to bring yourself, ground yourself, and you really have to open up to what really being love means. And you're really a really kind person, and you really do have a good heart, and you have a lot of great intentions. I think lots of times you feel lonely, even when you're with people. And it's it's about an inner thing that you have to really come together with your own meditation in your mind that I am worthy of more than just a relationship. You're worthy of love. And love is like, it really is a gift from God. And it really is something you only get by the grace of God. So you really have to be in the right heart space for real love. There's lots of love that doesn't move into the kind of love that I think you're talking about. Is that correct? You're talking about real love, right? Or
well,
that,
yeah.
You can love things, but not... Yeah, sure. Go.
Yeah, I'm listening to everything you're saying. I do take in time, and I do ask. And when I'm out dumping the trash and I'm by myself and I'm looking at the sky or meditating, when I wake up, that's how I do meditate, my manifestation of, you know, that whatever I'm bringing to the table, I want that as well from my person, my guy. And, you know, if it's superior, if his moral values and everything that I've listed is superior, so be it. You know, it'll be a lot of fun to aspire. But no, that's what I do. And I do go out by myself a lot. And I don't ask, you know, I don't.
I know, but you're carrying somebody else's energy with you is the problem, Lisa. You have somebody else's energy or attached to you. So even though you may not think you're in a relationship, but it may feel different to the other person. And if there is a relationship, it's just not a loving relationship or the kind of marriage relationship or the, you know, the end-all relationship that you're looking for. So... And that interferes with your energy field. It really does. It's not that I love that you're so independent and that you can be independent and you can choose that a safe partner. But the difference is that you're partnered, and you're not really available freely for love. And it's not that I want you to end your partner or any kind of other kind of intimate relationships that you're having, but you do have to ground yourself to a point that it's hard if you're in any other kind of relationship to get beyond that barrier. And I don't like to say hard, it's because that it's not impossible. People do it. They find a person they love while they're in a relationship. But it usually doesn't result into the love relationship of forever. It results into a different relationship. So
yeah,
what you have to do is like, pardon?
You know what? I don't want that. I don't want another wasted time. You know, the other thing about meditating and manifesting, what I really am grounded in when I go into meditation is first I ask, to see and feel it and develop it and have it unfold, the love of myself for myself. And then I go into the next level of this is who I want in my life. I want whatever I bring to the table, as I've already said, you know, that they would bring that to the guy.
So you don't want, you want to allow. This is what I'm going to allow in my relationship coming forward. This is what I'm going to allow to, because it's love. It's a blessing. So you don't want it. You have to allow it. If you're wanting, you're saying, I can't have it. It just is, I know it sounds stupid, a little word difference, but it is a big difference.
No.
So
I agree.
I want you to be allowing the qualities of an individual, and you don't have to list them. You know what the qualities are. You can list them on a piece of paper so that you can check them off when you meet the person, but you don't have to list them all the time. What you want is what's in your best and highest interest. And you want it. And that's when you open up to what's in your best and highest interest in true love, there is that's everything. That means that's going to be a person who's competent with their money. That means it's a person who's intelligent. That means it's a person who you find attractive. That means it's a person who will make you happy and likes you and will want to be with you. So when you allow God to bless you with love and not want it, I don't want love. I am allowing love to bless me, and not just in relationship. It's in every relationship. It's in your relationship to the park when you're exercising. It's in relationship to everything that you do. And your essence is really, really good. It's just that you were in a field where you were very much wanting to play. So it's a different shift, and it's a one that makes you vulnerable. So and that's something that with you doesn't resonate good. And not that you do become vulnerable, but you have to be vulnerable with the right person. So that's why you date people.
Exactly.
And, okay, so you've dated somebody and you partnered with somebody, but now you need to end that partnership for good. Or it hangs on. You know, that's the problem. It hangs on, and it's energy that is not in, you know, it takes it from your vibration. So, and it's not that I want you to be a solo widower. I don't want you to be all alone. Don't get me wrong like that. Okay.
That's okay.
I just want you to be.
Sit alone.
I want you to be in the right relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I want you to be in the right relationship. So I want you to just clear your energy field of what you know isn't working. So I'm not asking you to get rid of anything that you already haven't concluded. Okay? Do you understand?
Yeah.
That?
I do understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
It's
no, don't be sorry.
I know. I am, because it's love is something we all deserve, and we should really, really, every one of us, allow it to bless us. And when you do, start realizing that everything is by the grace of God is a gift, then you stop thinking, well, if I wear this, I'll attract the right person. Well, no, that's not how it works.
No.
You know, I know that's not you. I know that's not you. I'm saying for other people listening.
Yeah.
because I know you're way beyond that, but other people are listening, and they're very, almost everybody is interested in love to some degree. Not, you know, some people aren't. Like, I can honestly say that I'm not interested. Because I already have love in my life, but it's not marital love, and it's not relationship love. I have children who love me. I have friends who love me. And I actually believe I get loved by my audience. So,
yes,
you know,
you
it's,
do.
I know, I do. I guess you guys see me love, honestly.
And if we were anywhere near you in a radius, we'd all be chasing you down. That's the guy we want.
You probably all be really heavy because I'm a cookie maker, and I make cookies all year long. All year long. Seriously. I mean.
You don't even want to hear what I did last night. I had an orgy in my car. I tell you, I made this trip so unbelievably different. I bought a bunch of ice cream at Safeway at the store, different pints. I don't know why I did that, 2, 3. And the clerk at the, you know, she's, yeah, I said, you can have some of my nasty stuff that I bought here. I told her I was going to do a 5-hour drive back. And she said, no, that's okay. And so I just drank. I was trying to stay awake, actually. And I read somewhere that if you, one of the ways, you know, if you eat something. And I don't normally, I don't know how dialed back I am now on my health, but I'm boiling. I'm cooking some broccoli right now to try and offset that.
Well, it's always okay to indulge it a little bit. You don't do it all the time, and plus you take excessive measures to make sure that you stay healthy. So,
and then I went to the track
stop.
Yeah.
Well, it's an interesting story. Remember, life's an experience. I do have to let you go. I still have like three more callers at least.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Namaste. Thank you for calling, Lisa. I enjoyed totally. I'm going to go on to 203. Hi, 203. You're on the air. Could I get your first name and your contact?
Hey, Reverend Jane, it's Pat from Connecticut. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Pat. How are you doing?
Okay. The eclipse was a tough one. Punched me in the gut. Left a lot of stuff in my lab to work on, which, of course, is a gift. I want to ask you, what's the best and highest interest for me and my friend? Should I return a missed call, or should I take some time and space? And does he have any clue that he messed up on the night of the eclipse?
No, he didn't. He doesn't have a clue, and I got, yes, you should do the return call. I'm getting a no on that. Is it in her best and highest interest to return the call? Yeah, and I am getting a yes on that, a strong one.
You're getting what?
I got a yes on to return the call, and I got no, he doesn't really know, he screwed up.
Okay.
So communication, you know, is the number one thing in relationship. Remember, in a relationship, the only thing that can ruin a relationship is inability to communicate or compromise. You have to communicate and compromise. Sometimes we make compromises that we don't want to, but somebody has to compromise. And that's what breaks up a lot of relationships, is people are just not willing to compromise at all, and they're going to have it their way or no way. I don't feel that energy is there. I feel like it's just a little communication thing. I think are you afraid to tell him stuff? Is that what it is?
I think that I need to go really, really slow with what he's able to hear. It's not so much fear as my intuition. And like right now, I will tell him how I feel about him not connecting with me that night when he was supposed to. But I need to temper my frustration and just basically say, you know, if you're not going to follow through, you need to contact me, because I kind of feel like it was very much love.
It really is a big communication thing. I think once you talk again, your concerns will fade away. I'm not sure why he didn't call or whatever. But I really believe that that it is just communication. I don't feel like I feel like it's just communication, and you'll be right back on track. Because I feel like he can meet, like, your emotional needs for some reason. He seems like he, obviously he can if he didn't call, but I think he can meet your needs. I don't know why they're saying that, because, or it was just maybe a missed call. You have to call and figure out what transpired. Remember, communication is the number one thing. And don't be afraid to voice your truth. It's your truth, and that is what it is. So, you know, that will get you back on track, I believe. You understand that?
Okay, so I'm wondering if I say, you know, this is like the third time that you have not followed.
Yeah,
I'm wondering,
I would say that. Yes, you would say, I have to tell you that I'm upset. You didn't call when you said you were going to. And that, to me, shows a very big lack of respect. And, we're getting along so good. I just don't understand what happened. Why didn't you call me? Or what transpired that, that you felt like you couldn't contact me? And get it out in the open, because I think it was, I don't know what it was. I don't like to say, because
please,
it's subjective.
No, please.
Well, it's subjective. I just think it was a skip. I don't know why I didn't pay attention and missed it. It was a skip.
I know that he was doing stuff beforehand, and it could have gotten, I don't know, more involved, more intense.
Yeah, I feel like it wasn't a personal thing against you. So that's what I feel. Do you understand that?
I do, but this is literally
okay.
not meeting up with me.
Acceptable. Right.
Huh?
So don't worry about Pat. If you express it, you're not projecting it. You're not saying, if you do that ever again, I'm never talking to you again. That's projection. What you have to do is express the truth. I was really hurt and disappointed, and I felt like it was, whatever you feel the words are, because I can't think what that word would be, what is it, Aki? Come on, bring it forward. Just tell them that you were disappointed, and that's not acceptable if you're going to be in a relationship with a person. If you make a commitment, you have to either cancel it or follow through on the commitment, even if it's causing you a little bit of discord. You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes we have to do stuff even though it's going to cause us a little trouble because we made the commitment. You know?
Yeah.
And there are times that you can't follow through on a commitment. And I feel like sometimes we forget about commitment by mistake, not on purpose. And then what do we do? And he did call. So now you have to just turn it around, let your feelings be known, and you'll be back on track. I really believe that. You understand that?
I do.
Okay.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks. Namaste.
You're
Namaste.
More than welcome. I'm going to let you go with that. Thanks for calling. I'll send energy your way.
Thank you.
Okay. After the show, I'll do it. Okay. I know. You need grounding. You'll be fine. Just communicate correctly. Express. Don't project. Okay, 845, I'm going to go right on to 845, and then I'm going to try to go back to that 615.
Hello?
845. Hi, 845.
Hi, how are you?
Can I get your first name? Good. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Maria.
Yes. How are you? Thank you for calling me. I want to ask you, I still got a confusion on my household insurance. You think the insurance is going to give me the money for my kitchen and for the roof that way I deserve it? They're supposed to give it to me?
You have to ask the question one more time. I didn't get it, what the question actually was.
Yes.
Are you getting the money for your roof?
My insurance for the house. They're giving me the money, supposed to give it to me for do my kitchen and the roof.
Yes, you're getting it. Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Yes, you're going to get it.
I'm going to be soon.
That's subjective. How soon? I get yes, very soon. And I feel like within 3 weeks.
3 weeks. It
can be before 3 weeks. It can be 2 weeks. Just open up. Allow it. I'm allowing it to come as fast as it can. Or I'm allowing it to bless me as soon as possible. Allow it. Don't sit around waiting for it. You're waiting. You're allowing it to come forward now. You already are entitled to it. It's coming forward. So just allow it and don't be like when and why and wait and all of that. Just be like, I'm allowing this. God is going to bless me. I'm going to take this trip I'm looking forward to. And God is in charge of the timing, unfortunately. But I do feel like it's right now or within, you know, like I said, 3 weeks. It could be faster than that, though. As long as you don't get caught up in it, just say, I'm allowing it now. I'm allowing it to come forward. I'm ready. I'm ready to start packing. I'm going to start packing. I'm ready. The money's available. And
for me and my daughter, the 50th, the November, to be there. They have a big ruin, a big baptism of the baby. They waiting for us. You think we're going to be there the 50th of November?
I do. I absolutely get yes with that. And I absolutely believe that. I don't know what you, you have angels that guard your family. So it's not just you. They say that they're watching over your whole family. So that's interesting. So I don't know if your whole family's religious or whatever, but you do have angels that it's a lot of them for more than just you.
Yes.
So that's very, very nice to know that your like family's protected. Do you understand that?
Yes. Thank you very, very much.
Yes.
Thank you, Kapish.
You're
thank
more than welcome.
Thank
yeah.
Thank
okay. Namaste. Yeah, it's pretty close. Just hold up. Allow the money to come. Don't look for it. Don't wait for it. Allow it. Okay. And what do you know? I went back to 651 and it's gone. I'm sorry, 651. I'll get you next time. I think that was my last call then. I thank everybody for coming on here, and I send you guys all love. I'm going to do some healing for a couple of people that called in. And just remember that, you know, no matter where you are in life, you can have anything you want as long as you ground yourself and open up to the divine, the Godhead, or the oneness to bring forth what you're allowing. And you will have that happiness. And love is the hardest. I have to honestly say love is not that it's hard. It's that the energy of your truth has to be the truth. And that's where it gets hard, because it's hard for us sometimes to know what we really like, because we haven't taken the time to figure out what we really like. So as you work, I love cookies. That's why I told Lisa from Arizona that, you know, I make cookies every single week and I give them away, most of them. Otherwise I'd be fat. So you have to do what you love, and love what you do, and love will be in, it will really, really, really come into your life. And as you love, when you're walking and you're seeing the sky and you say, oh, that's so nice, I love that. It's just so beautiful out. Like today, there was a slight breeze when I walked, and it was just lovely. I couldn't ask for a nicer morning to walk. Sometimes in the morning it's very hot, sometimes it's very cold. Today was a nice breeze, and, you know, I'm glad that God gives me love in all the things I do. Just like helping you guys, I get love from that. And I get help from, or love from people that I give cookies to, and I get love from my children, and I get love from my friends, because I have a close friendship circle. You have to have friends that you like, that have similar values that you do, and express themselves like you do, so that you have equal and wonderful camaraderie. And that is important. So if you don't have any friends, I would start with that. I would first think, you know, how, and the other thing is, if you're in hardship, I always, it sounds stupid, but always try to find people to hang around with that are really well off, better off than you. If you hang around with successful people, you become successful. It really is true, because they have work ethics, or they have little things that you don't think about that they can express to you in conversation. That you're like, oh, I never thought of it that way. I guess I will try it that way. So if you want to get up or out of where you are, then you need to adjust by associating with people that are not where you are, that are in a different class or in a different place or in a different space, so that you can find the alternatives. because there are truths out there that you only get to identify when you're experiencing them. So open up to all possibilities, and all possibilities really are possible. So I'm going to let you go with that. Remember, life's amazing if you choose to allow it. And my life's amazing. My mind gets blown all the time.
Amazing, amazing.